Yeah, I guess one thing that Ruth must have saw in Naomi was her life. For her to say such big statements, you know, your people will be my people, and your God will be my God, there must have been something in the life of Naomi that drew Ruth to say this. And that can also be applied to in our lives. You know, I've heard this statement before that someone said that Christians are the worst kind of people in this world because they say a lot of stuff, but every Christian I've seen never lived it out. And I was kind of shocked when they said that because how sad it is that so many times people remember Christians for a lot of negative things, and Christians talk a lot, but yet they don't live out their life. But here we see a great example of Naomi living this life where someone would see her and say, I want your God to be my God. So let us all seek to live out this holy faith that we have, and to live it out to the fullest, and to be real, and to walk out this great faith that we have called to live.
Okay, now it's my turn. I just want to say something that I think it was JT was saying. But he said, kind of from a different angle, he said that Ruth realized there was life in Bethlehem, and that she would have joy there. But also, to get there would be struggles. To get that joy, there would be issues and problems. And she was a foreigner going into a different country. There, obviously, she must have thought of that. But that happens to a lot of people that want to become a Christian or think of it. They're like, well, you know, I Christian, that sounds cool or whatever, but look at the life they get. There's persecution. They can't do this or that. There's different things that go on. But we shouldn't be scared to live the life for Christ. We should actually, we should be willing to go through this because he's gone through more for us. And there's no way we're ever going to be able to even come close to what he did for us. So we should be willing. We should be willing to go through persecution for the Lord.
Go
ahead. Maybe we'll say, okay, this was the Old Testament, but I think that even in our days, the Lord Jesus makes it very clear that the standard is exactly the same. If we want to follow the Lord, the standard is the same. And there's a very good verse in Luke 14 that shows this pretty clear. In Luke 14, verse 26, we read, if any man come to me, and then there's a very strong word, and hate not his father and his mother. This was the first question that she was asking, actually. She was saying, go to your family and wife. And there we have the second question. Okay, that was the relationship that Opa wanted to have, and this is why she went back. And children and brethren and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. This is an extremely high standard, and I think there are some words in the Bible that sometimes we don't want to read, really, but I think this is the price. And we already said that if we look at Moab, what is there, we will always stay there. But we have to see the Lord Jesus, really, if we want to follow him. Because the standard is too high to give up all these things of Moab. We really have to get something else. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the second thing I want to mention is that we were speaking about Ruth and about Orpah, about their choices. But we can also look at Naomi. Why is she actually asking the question? We see that the Lord, God wants really just Ruth to come to Israel, because he really wants people who have the commitment to be in with his people. But why is Naomi asking this question? I think that maybe she was just afraid to go in their country and to see that the other people would see, oh, she was in Moab, and oh, they even married Moabitish man over there, and then she comes back with one woman from this people. And maybe this is the same with us. I know some people that were, and I think pretty much everyone who was in a Christian home went maybe in the world for a time, and then we come back, and maybe we have also friends, and maybe they will ask us even, I want to come with you to the meeting. We're like, oh, okay, bad thing. And I think we should not keep them away and say, no, no, it's okay, that's not something for you. We should be open to our past, and because the Lord pardons everything, and our brethren should do the same, so we should take them, and there will be lots of blessing if we take them with us.
I believe that there are some verses in the scriptures that we should, as young people, underline in our Bibles. And I think this 16th verse is one of those types of verses. And I'd like to put a caption around this verse. It says that Ruth chose a path. She chose a place, a people, and a divine center. And I think that for all of us that know the Lord as Savior, we can see ourselves in the statements of Ruth. When we met the Lord Jesus, we chose a path that we're going to follow. We chose a place among the people of God. We chose a people. Your people shall be my people. There is no greater company on earth than the people of God. And we've chose a divine center. Thy God shall be my God. For Ruth, these were words of commitment, not just to Naomi, but to God. She was not going back. She was done with Moab, done with the world. And she says, those people who are your people, where God is blessing them with bread, those are going to be my people. That's the place where I'm going to be. And the God who is your God, the true and living God, because she knew of the gods in Moab. She knew that they did nothing but produce things that were dead. That there was just an empty, dead-end road with those gods because they were dead gods. She says, Naomi, I'm going back with you to your people, to the true and living God. And I trust, young people, that when we come upon verses like this, that it would draw our hearts. It would solidify the commitment and the conviction that we have regarding the place that we are in before the Lord. The ground of gathering, the saints of God, eternal life that we have in Christ Jesus, a people called out unto his name, and that we would say, we are not going back into the world. Let us have that kind of commitment. And she says further that where you die, this is the ultimate. She says, where you die, that is where I'm going to die also.